Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Great to be here.
Recently, the term BYOD, or bring your own device, has received a lot of attention. And I wanted to discuss this from a security perspective, as well as a follow-up to the Harris survey that ESET conducted around this topic. First, what does bring your own device mean?
Bring your own device means that a lot of people have things like iPads, Androids, tablets, and we're seeing that now there's something like 5 of these personal devices or portable devices for every 1 traditional work laptop, and that people have, they actually own their own devices and they need to connect to corporate infrastructure. So bring your own device to work or use your own device in the field.
So I know that ESET produced an infographic which can be found on the ESET blog around the findings. And one, you know, first and foremost is that 81% of respondents said they use a personal electronic device for work-related functions. Do you find that surprising, or are we moving to that sort of environment where people really are bringing their own devices?
You know, the last time I was in San Francisco, I was riding the BART, and I was looking at people and what they're doing when they're sitting there, or what they're doing when they're walking down the street, and every one of them is typing, talking, tapping, recording, listening. They're connected in some way with devices that are now on their person almost all the time. And so 81% of people have them on their person all the time. And corporations say, gosh, can we get more work done with less? And can we do it on off hours and odd hours? So absolutely.
What were some of the other findings that that you guys saw?
You know, I think what's interesting to me is, first of all, 31% who use it for work connect to the company's network via a free or public Wi-Fi connection. So coffee shops, which, you know, for scammers and people looking to intercept your traffic, is an excellent place for them to carry off scams. Also, we read that 46% who have a personal device have let somebody else use it. So you hand it to your kid, say, oh, gee, check on the work where you can get movie tickets. And you don't know where maybe a kid's less sophisticated than you are in terms of cybersecurity. They're doing things, you're not sure what, but they get tickets. Well, what did they do in the meantime?
Right. Well, and it's interesting. I mean, it seems like these devices are being used and that companies are, you know, allowing it. But there really doesn't seem to be security in place around these devices. I mean, like you said, 31% connecting to the network from a free Wi-Fi, you know, certainly doesn't seem very secure, and even letting other people use those devices. I mean, what are some ways that companies can allow folks to use their own devices to increase efficiency, but at the same time have security around those devices?
You know, Matt, this is an area where it really the pressures come from a couple different sides, and companies are trying to decide how to respond to it. So IT departments have traditionally been fairly conservative because they know it's their neck on the line if there's a breach or some other things. And there's a lot of headlines of breaches, so they're not traditionally that interested in the BYOD phenomenon hitting their infrastructure. But you know, but the execs, the CEO, the CTO gets a new iPad and says, gee, this is really great. I can go to a trade show, take some notes on this thing quite easily. So they get pushed down from IT. IT is pushed back. In fact, on the survey, we see that 66% of the respondents said that their companies didn't have any kind of an organizational stance or any kind of organizational policy on BYOD. So IT departments are really reluctant to look at this, and they need to look at it because companies are exposed. They're heavily exposed on these items, but 66% don't have a policy.
Right. No, and it went even further to say, I mean, looks like 33%. We're admitting that their organization's data and files, et cetera, aren't even encrypted. So they're doing this, obviously, in an unsecure manner. And 25% have been a victim of malware or hacking on, you know, personal electronic device. I mean, so it's certainly not without risk, and it's not that they're secure, but it seems like they certainly want to use them for efficiency and ease of use purposes.
Well, certainly they do, and you know, you mentioned that that 25% of them have been a victim of hacking. You know, something we commonly, we do a lot of education and with some partnering initiatives and some nonprofits. And one of the things we ask people to do is reach to their neighbor and, you know, pick up their Android, their iPhone, their iPad, and try to access it, you know. And it's surprising, you know, I think the data in the survey bears this out, how few of them have any kind of auto-locking feature or any kind of, you know, gesture feature where you have to draw a pattern or type in a password. Right. And so a person can pick up an iPad sitting in a coffee shop. Oh, gee, the quarterly reports or the pre-IPO information is sitting right there open, you know, while the CEO is up getting a latte. So it's easy to see. So, Matt, I absolutely, these numbers seem real. Now, of course, what do we do about it? Education, IT policy, et cetera. But Matt, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So I assume, you know, the recommendation here, though, is, you know, the policy shouldn't be don't allow, because folks are going to do it. You do want to increase productivity within your organization. So it's really, is it about just employing education, best practices, and in some cases, technology to make sure that they're doing it in a secure manner?
I think if companies did a couple things, as you pointed out, you know, we see low encryption. If they were to encrypt things end to end, if they were to just require people to have sort of auto locking features, and one of the things IT really can do is walk around and see people's iPads sitting on their desk and say, hey, is that locked? You know, some easy lifting features like that. You know, if everybody had a login, and also if everybody downloaded apps from official stores rather than third-party stores, and between those few things, that's not something that costs a lot. It's not something that's super difficult to implement, and it's easy to remember. And your company would go great lengths towards being and staying protected. And yes, BYODs are here to stay. The use case is just too compelling. They're here. They're here for the long haul.
Well, Cameron, thanks so much for taking the time to share the findings. And if you're interested in seeing the infographic and the full results, feel free to visit the ESET blog. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. If you have any additional questions, email Cameron at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.